Well, today is a unique day. We do not traditionally have an annual Christmas Day service at Highlands United Methodist Church. There are lots of denominations that do, and I know there are people worshiping all around the world this morning together. But worshiping on Christmas Day is not a regular occurrence for most United Methodist churches, and it's not a tradition here at Highlands. But once every 7 years or so, give or take a leap year, Christmas falls on a Sunday. Now, plenty of churches took today off, which honestly leaves me befuddled. Canceling the worship of God due to a Christian holiday celebrating God's love given to us through Jesus doesn't make sense to me. Now, I understand that some people choose to stay home. Don't judge that at all. But come on, pastors. Hopefully you had plenty of time for stockings and presents this morning. Maybe you'll return to some again. At our house it was, you can open what Santa brought. We're doing the rest of the presents after Dad gets home from work. But, you know, in addition to time with your regular family, now we get to spend time with our church family. And I know for some of our folks here, this is family on Christmas. And so I'm glad that we're together this way. Today we join in a continuing tradition. You see, last night was the beginning of welcoming Christmas, and today we continue to welcome Christmas to the world. In a way, last night carries right into this morning. I don't think it feels that way just to the preacher. But, you know, we sort of have Christmas Eve, and it rolls right into this beautiful Christmas morning of welcoming all that God is bringing. Last night was filled with scriptures and songs, communion and candles, and they all build to this arrival. It's why we call the season leading up to it Advent. Last night was the culmination of this Advent, an arrival, a moment so monumental, so loaded with meaning and emotion. I'm glad we have this morning that we can begin to unpack, unwrap, and enjoy the gift of Christmas a little bit more together. Because today is about continuing to embrace that moment. Every song that we sing, every scripture that is read, every candle that we light, they are all about remembering, celebrating, and embracing the same gift and moment of Christmas. I want you to think about last night with me. Whether you were here, whether you were home or at a different church, think about Christmas Eve. Here at Highlands, we begin Christmas Eve, we begin that service with waiting. In the darkness comes a voice, O come, Emmanuel. That longing for God's presence, of God with us. And then into that darkness, and into that longing comes the light, a light that's carried in symbolizing God's Spirit and presence with us, a light we again place in the Advent wreath this morning. And then we anticipate that hope and peace and love and joy as the Advent candles dance in our presence. And then we sing as we did once again this morning, O come, all ye faithful. The invitation to gather in Bethlehem, the invitation to experience the moment that Christmas brings, is an invitation to us all. In fact, O come, all ye faithful, is a self-fulfilling invitation. Being here is an act of faith. Our coming together as God's people requires nothing more than our own faith and willingness to be here. That's what makes us faithful people. You will notice the invitation of the song is not, O come, all ye who are certain and perfect and wonderful. The invitation is to the uncertain. The invitation is to the tired and worn. The invitation is for us as God's people to come just as we are. Our choice to be here is what makes us faithful. And once we've faithfully gathered to await the arrival of that special evening, we then delve into the story of our scriptures. We listen to the story of the birth, the census, the travel and journey, the arrival of that baby in a manger, the angels appearing to the shepherds journeying to visit, and Mary, who just wants a moment to herself, having to ponder all these things in her heart because people just keep showing up. But then we, as a part of hearing the story, we share the gift of the birth together as we reflect on the holiness of that night. Now, throughout our Advent season here at Highlands United Methodist Church, we have been using O Holy Night as a way to focus ourselves on the holiness, not just the holiness, but the invitation to let our souls feel their worth. This is a very important message. There's a reason I love that song. It's so beautiful. And actually, Krista and I are going to get to share it with you again this morning. We found a lovely duet version that we'll offer following the sermon. But I need you to hear this clearly. Let your soul feel its worth is a message we are invited to share with the world every single day. So last night, after one of the services, somebody pulled me aside and said, I want you to talk to my son-in-law. I was like, okay. So I wander over, right over here. And this adult, I don't know, mid-40s, looks at me and says, hey, I wanted to thank you. This is the first time in my life I've ever been at a church and been told that I'm worthy. So first thing I had to say was, I'm glad you were here tonight to hear that message, because that is God's message to all of us. The second thing I had to say was, I'm sorry it's taken that long. This is the message we carry, that we are worthy of God's love and that our souls are of great worth. This is the message of Christmas. It's part of what makes last night, this morning, and living as God's people a holy, divine experience. As we remember and celebrate that night when Christ was born, we are invited to make each and every day just as divine, just as holy, that all people might feel their worth. So much about Christmas is being in that moment, right? That Christmas Eve feeling, the manger moment, the Christmas morning vibe, the one moment, that advent of joy. And then we step from that moment to a completely different one. You know, there's that moment of what now of Christmas Day. Once the presents are opened and everything's taken care of, suddenly it's, I guess we need to put the nativity scene away. We should probably get the lights down. Especially while we're still on vacation, let's do that. Or the moment, it changes. I'm a huge fan of the 12 days of Christmas. And for those of you that don't know, the 12 days of Christmas don't come before Christmas, though all of the sale flyers will tell you that. Right? Because they want you to buy things for 12 days. Today's day one. We have 11 more days of Christmas to come. Enjoy them. Be in them. Celebrate them and love them. Because that silent night we celebrate turns into a new day, which turns into another new day and another new day. And Christmas continues just as it has for over 2,000 years. The moment of Christ's birth that we were so immersed in last night and this morning is not a place we're invited to stay. We're not invited to stay at the manger. It's a place we're invited to start. The baby that we receive will live out a life that is for us. That baby will also give us life. And that's the true gift of Christmas. The advent of joy is that God is with us each and every day. Because of this, we will never be the same. We will never be without. We will never be alone because God is with us, this moment and the next. That's the good news of great joy for all people the angels sang about. The one moment that changed all of our moments. That's Christmas. One moment that changes all of our moments. That's why we sing joy to the world. It is the epitome of the song that carries on our voices, echoes in our hearts. That's why we sang it again this morning. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. This hymn, it's based in the Psalms. It celebrates Christ's arrival and invites us to recognize the constant nature of Christmas joy. I'm going to mention someone I've actually mentioned before, if you've heard a few of my sermons. My seventh grade English teacher. You know she has made an impact when she shows up multiple times in your preaching. My seventh grade English teacher was named Mrs. Nan Curvis, and she made us diagram sentences for an entire year. It's an old technique for teaching you about the relationship of words to one another. Very few people do it, but Mrs. Nan Curvis did. And because of her insistence that we understand the relationships between nouns and verbs and adjectives and helping verbs and all those other pieces, the lyrics of Joy to the World have always perplexed me. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Not has come, not did come, is come. This is actually a form of Old English that ties together past and present. This phrasing is more than semantics. If we will let it, This phrase changes our relationship to the Lord because it captures the essence of Emmanuel. It carries the gift of Christmas out of that past and into the present. It asks us to start with today, but not just stay with today. For the arrival of Christ, when he appeared and our souls felt their worth, that's not a terminal event. It's a state of being. And it is happening right now and will happen again and again. Christ appears and lets our souls feel their worth over and over and over, not just 2,000 years ago, not just last night, not just this morning. Each and every moment, the moment we remember and celebrate at Christmas, the moment we are living in together this morning, the moment that will meet us as we leave this place, the moment that will meet us when tomorrow arrives, each and every moment, God is with us, for the Lord is come. Amen. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.